cheese.
She used to make me cheese. And he used to tell me how he would go and get to the churn and just get a big piece of butter and just slap it. If he had a piece of a biscuit or something, he'd just slap it in and just, you know, we had so much you couldn't give out. But I don't remember any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember they didn't do it, so that's why I don't.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Not because I forgot. I just don't. I never was exposed to it.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen any of those buckets made out of wood?
Oh, yes.
What would you use those for?
The only one that I've ever used was the bottom part of ice cream churn. The part that the ice goes in.
Uh-huh.
They used to have it in those, you know. And probably they still have a few of them.
Uh-huh.
Most of them now are made out of fiberglass material or something like that.
Right, uh-huh, yeah.
But there are still a few of those around.
Would that be called a bucket?
Yes.
Okay. What about the, you know, the houses that are made out of wood or some kind of boards? What do you call those boards that are on the outside?
Wellable.
Okay. Do you know a term for on the roof where two parts of the house come together and it makes like a corner in there?
Two parts come together. A valley?
I never had any idea there was a name for
that. It's called a valley,
yeah. And what about the part that hangs down to catch the rain? Metal or?
The metal part?
Yes.
You mean to keep the rain from falling on the ground?
That's right, uh-huh.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Do you have them on your house here?
No, I don't have them. I forgot what it's called now. I don't remember what it's called.
Do you remember maybe your parents or somebody talking about before they had indoor plumbing?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
What would they call the place that they would go to and use it?
Well, they had several terms. It depends on who it belonged to. Some will call it the outhouse.
Uh-huh.
That was a term. Some call it a toilet.
Uh-huh.
And my brother, ours was located west of the house, and he'll say, "I'm going out west," so we knew where he was going. So I mean, it was all sorts of terms, you know.
Uh-huh.
It depends on what, you know. Some had family terms, you know, like out west was, if you said, "I'm going out west," to someone who else, they wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we, all of us had family terms. Some of them had just family terms for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the most popular was the toilet. Or the outhouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or the house behind the house, if you say that. You know, everybody would know where you're going. The house behind the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just depends on the family.
Okay. Did you ever have a barn any place that you lived?
Yes.
Do you remember if it had a part up in the top that
yes.
was that called?
It was just overhead. We call it overhead the crib. We call it a crib, you know.
Mm-hmm.